This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Frederica Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Dynamic Landscaping, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, and it is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Frederica Pharmacy, Dynamic Landscaping, and by our hosts for this season's Coaches Show at Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, make him feel welcome, folks, is Mr. Brandon Derrick. Somebody's got to make you feel welcome.
I've been here now, what, 18 years? I think we're past that. We're good.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so Thursday night in Hayhara. Looked like it was going to be a slobber knocker for a second there, and it wound up being, or not necessarily a barn burner, but half a barn that burned.
Yeah.
49-14 final score. First play of the game, an 80-yard touchdown pass, and that caught some people's attention.
We knew which kid we were going to pick on right off the bat. We had watched it on film, and the coach went right at him, and we went right back at him again. You know, games, if you go back and watch the game, their first drive was extended by three penalties on third down, and they were able to score, and then we come out and score on the next play and make it 7-7. And then, you know, take Jalen out, catch his breath, and they go right at our, you know, I think you asked the question last week, how do you not give up the big play? And it's experience, and we had to put a freshman in, and they went right at the freshman, and, you know, he does a good job, but he got beat on that one. They scored, and then we come right back out next series on offense, and we missed Eli I think it just went right off his fingertips. If he catches it, we're tied again 14-14, but that's what I've said all year about this group is we have to do every little thing right for us to have a chance to be in it at the end. And, you know, those are the little play there, you know, and then right before the half I thought we got in, but, I mean, Jalen.
I did too.
Jalen come up, you know, another inch short from getting the ball to break the plane. You know, and then we come right out in the second half, drive the ball down the field methodically without Jalen on the field. And I thought, you know, you go back and you look at a couple plays here and there, if it goes our way, I mean, just think the face mask call on Jack when we scooped the fumble and ran it back to their 18 on the first drive. We score there. Could be a whole different game. And then, you know, I hate to point it out, but the referee was not in position to make that call because Jack never – put his hands on his face mask. The guy actually hit Jack's arms up, and Jack's elbow hit his chin, hit his face mask underneath, and knocked his helmet off. Wasn't nothing Jack could do. So can't yell and scream like, "Why are you grabbing her face?" You know, it wasn't none of that. It was just, it's one of those things you look at her and you go, "God, really? Again?"
You would think with all the money in the GIAA, they'd be able to force an instant replay.
Yeah, I mean, but we're not going to get that at all, but. When you look at it, just the game itself really turned on a series of about three or four plays, you know. And then depth, like I said in the newspaper, one, you go in at halftime down 28-7. If it's just 28-14 and we get that touchdown right there at the half, I feel like the momentum, you get a little – the kids get a little shot in the arm, and then we go out and we get that – we had that drive right out of the second half, and it was – going down the field, if we're able to punch it in there or kick a field goal, make it 28-17, we're in the game. But, you know, it's the little bitty things. It's just a few things here and there that are breaking us right now.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And you talk about just a couple of little plays, and it seemed like, at least in the first half, those couple of little plays that should have, could have, would have gone the other way always seem to happen on third down. The three and out monster was bugging y'all again Thursday.
Yeah, you know, we get them in third down long situations two or three times. We get a penalty on one. You know, we give up a slant on the other because we're just being we're not focusing on what we got to do to take our inside leverage away and do what we're supposed to do, you know. And so we give up a quick slant, they pick up 12 or 13. And those are the little bitty things you try to tell the kids, and they look at you like, oh, okay. But you have to do those things every time. And it, when you're like we are, short on numbers, you got to execute almost perfectly on a Friday night. And that's hard to do with high school kids. And but for us, the numbers that we've got, our kids give us a great effort, you know. But it's something that, you know, you just have a little bit of a mental lapse because you're tired, or you don't tackle because you're tired in some spots. And it's nothing against them. They're all, you know, if you watch the game, Valwood ran five offensive linemen onto the field, and their defense all ran off the field. And none of their guys played both ways. And then their tailbacks they never played any defense, so, you know.
And both of them were just elusive all night.
Yeah,
that number 25 was a bowling ball out there on the field.
You know, he's like with us when we saw him in the summer, he had 29. 25 was going to play outside linebacker. His elusiveness begins to go away a little bit in the third and fourth quarter if he's not just playing one side of the ball. I mean, I'm probably still good for three plays if I just have to play one side of the ball, you know. But you really think about that. Our guys, we got a ton of guys going both ways, and it was muggy, it was hot. It's, you know, again, we're playing football when we shouldn't be playing football. And I hope somebody hears that out there and they call and say something to me about it. But we shouldn't be playing football at the high school level until probably in 1st of September. It's too hot. It's dangerous. And we're lucky right now that we haven't had anybody go down, seriously go down, like heat-related. You hear across the United States with it, but we keep moving the season up. We've already played four games, and guys, we're first week of September. You know, our season's halfway over this Friday night. And we're just lucky that nobody's, you know, we've not had anybody die because of the heat, and I'm being dead serious. And our association needs to take a strong look at that. And I know, and I say that sitting at this table, that I'm supported by all the head coaches in our association feel the same way, because they've called me about it. And it's just tough. We're not the only school that's got small numbers. You think about the single-A schools and the double-A schools and some of those that have smaller numbers. And they got – I looked at some rosters today – last couple of days where we only got 18, 19 kids, and we played with 18 and 19 before, and it was a real struggle. I mean, we had 24 healthy Friday night, and we're going to have 23 this Friday night, and we're going to go play a team of 50, 55 kids. So, I mean, the other night, Valwood had, 50? So, I think everybody we played this year besides Pinewood has had 50-plus, and Pinewood had 38 or 39. So, you know, you really look at those numbers. It's a challenge. It's a challenge for us coaches. And that's what I was telling you earlier. We're out here doing full contact tackling because we've tried to not get anybody hurt in practice. But yet it's hurt us being physical. So we had to go out to full pad tackling today. So, you know, we're going to have to do some things, and we got to be careful. And it's tough on us coaches. And, you know, you can't coach like we used to coach.
Yeah, that's true. More to come on the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Under the Friday night lights, we're at a weekend practice. Sports injuries happen fast. But Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is already on your team. Trusted by local schools across Glynn County and coastal Georgia. Across our three clinics, we bring that same athletic expertise to active families with fast, convenient care. Backed by Southeast Georgia Health System, we're here to get you back safely in the game. Visit sghs.org/summit to learn more. That's sghs.org/SUMMIT.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always. In this segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which it means that's a segment that I've been growing to dread these last couple of weeks, checking in on the health of the team. Saw some injuries Friday night, missing some folks, or Thursday night, missing some folks already, and a little hitch in the giddy up for some folks as well so far I've seen tonight.
Still out without Turner, Miles, Clifton will be out, and then Jalen will be out as well with that hip flexor, trying to get him back for next week. And then, of course, Braxton got kneed yesterday in the thigh, so trying to get him ready to go too. So try to let him have the day off and try to get him ready by tomorrow. Hopefully he can move a little bit better and be full go on Friday. But he's beat up a little bit right now. But, you know, we got some guys beat up, banged up in the middle of the season, so going to be nicked up and sore, so... We had Woods not been at practice this week, been out sick, so hopefully he's back. We get him at practice tomorrow and get him ready. So we'll see, but, you know, we got to go with what we got, and the kids are going to give us a great effort. I know they will. They're going to play hard, and they'll do what they got to do. And that's what we got to go with. So try to get everybody as healthy as possible and get ready.
And I know it's frustrating for you because it seems like it's in second verse, same as the first every two out of every 3 years, we're talking about how few, you know, warm bodies we've got to put out into the game every Friday night. And, you know, it still just amazes me that you can manage to put together a competitive squad with, you know, 24, 25, 26, 29 kids. It's just, and I talked to some of my, you know, fellow broadcasters that, you know, work on the public school side of things, and they're used to having, you know, 60, 70, 90 kids, and they're like, how can you do that? I'm like, it is Coach Brandon Derrick doing more with less since 2014.
I go back and look at some of it. You know, the kids have been the thing, and right now we've got such a hard schedule. I mean, I hate it.
And whose fault is that?
Well, I would love to take full blame, but I couldn't get anybody to bless. We, you know, at the time when we were returning everybody, when we made the schedule in January, February, and then it took us all the way to April to get our 10th game, no one would play us. And, you know, right now Bethesda's number one in AAA in South Carolina. They've already beat the 4A school, so they're really number one in 4A up there, if you want to put it there. Valwood's number one in AA. We got Stratford on the schedule. He's number one in 4A. We got First Pres the following week's number two in 4A. And, you know, Charlton's in the top 10 right now in single A and GHSA. So when you look at the schedule, we got the toughest schedule in GIAA pretty much. Our strength of schedule will be unreal. And that's what, you know, we come in and out, and we have to say that. How do we measure success every day? What are we doing to get better? And like I told you earlier, I felt like we lost a little bit of our physical edge because we've been trying to not get anybody hurt by staying in uppers and stuff like that. So we went to full contact today. We'll do a little contact tomorrow. And we're going to do contact on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week until I feel like we're back to being physical again. And, you know, I just think for us, it's that fine line. And we've somehow figured out a way to dance around it the last 13 years of keeping everybody, you know, going in that direction. And right now, we going to have a few guys beat up, banged up, but, you know, we're trying to keep everybody going as hard as we can go and get them in that pace, and hopefully we can sneak up and win one of these three games or two of these three games and get ourselves, get the ship righted. But it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be hard. There's nothing easy in what we've got going forward, and even in the last game of the season we'll play Bullock. They'll either be number one or number two in 4A when we play them. So you just got to think that we're playing – almost six or seven games, we're playing top opponents across the state in any classification. So we just have to get ready to go, and we got to be. We're going to be battle tested if we make the playoffs. But the key is, can we win enough games and keep us in the top eight to get us in the playoffs? And that's going to be a challenge. We're six right now, and a lot of it's got to do with that strength of schedule, staying in there and battling. So. Hopefully we're able to sneak a win or two out here these next 3 weeks, and then we get that break, and then we get ready to go against St. Andrews and Savannah Country Day and Bullock, and hopefully we can win those last three in the back half and you know, the goal is still there to win the region championship, so it's still attainable.
You are listening to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and that really is the whole reason why you do the first seven games, is to prepare yourself and to set yourself up to be successful in those final three, to do, you know, to meet that first goal of winning the region championship, you know, setting yourself up to be successful in the playoffs. I mean, we are the most dangerous sixth seed in the playoffs every year, it seems. But I'm sure that's what you are reinforcing to the guys, that, you know, this is painful, this isn't fun, but it's getting us ready for when it really matters.
Well, you know, I hope that's what they can see. And I know it's tough. I know it's tough. Trust me, it's tough on me. It's a tough situation going through it, but we got some really good competition. And again, nobody's going to play the competition that we play week in and week out. So for us, battling through it, getting better, you know, and at the end, when you can flip that switch, hopefully in these next, we get two out of three. Maybe we're going to try to win two out of three of these games here in these next 3 weeks and get ourselves back to 500 and then go into the back half and have a chance. But it's going to be a battle. And for us, you know, the kids have to be ready to go out there and fight their way through it. And coaches, I think we're going to do everything we can to get the kids prepared. And that's the beauty of it. We're still trying to figure out who can do what in some spots, because we're having to rotate people all the time. Sometimes we're pleasantly surprised, and sometimes we're like, nope, that ain't going to happen. So, you know, you get the good and the bad when you're in practice. They were laughing at me the other day. I just wrote on the board, not today. And it was the guys that were hurt. And Coach Ewing was like, yeah, he just got not today on there. And I was like, yeah, that's how we know when they're not going to be ready to go today. So, you know, so that – as a coach, yeah, is it tough? I mean, we had 20 kids yesterday, some of the coaches. Coach Jurgen, he got some good workout in. He said he's feeling really good and spry and not sore at all today. So, you know.
Does he have any eligibility left?
Well, he was great on a down block the other day. So, you know, but I tell you, it's the things that we do, and you walk away from it and you go, wow, we've been out here all day and we're practicing with them. So, I give our kids credit. They're going to go hard, and they're going to practice hard, and we're going to get better week in, week out.
All right. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This football season, be sure to catch the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick live every Wednesday night at 7 at Nat's Landing on St. Simons in Redfern Village. With 16 TVs and the massive projector screen on the deck, Nat's Landing is your football home all season long. Fresh local shrimp from Sea Island Shrimp Company, double fried wings, and more. Dine in or call 912-638-7378 for something to go. And be sure to follow Nat's Landing on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here, and this segment brought to you by Dynamic Landscaping and by our hosts for this season at Nat's Landing. All right, so this Friday night, another road game, heading out to Folkston, Georgia, take on Charlton County. Not a lot of info on the On the Max Preps for them, you know, they're 1-1-1 and a rare tie week one, 14-all. And so the only one game worth of stats entered in the Max Preps, which sounds kind of familiar. What can you tell us about it? I don't have access to any of the scouting, the footage or anything like that. But what can you tell us about the Indians?
They're big, they're fast, and they're physical.
So the same thing we've been dealing with the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, so they're and they have, you know, it's their first home game, so they'll be fired up over there at Charlton, and they'll be at Champ Bailey Stadium. If that gives you any idea that the legacy that's there at Charlton and the legends that have played on that field. So a lot of tradition, you know. They got a new coach, and he's doing a really good job. He's been great over there, and he's got them doing things really well. And they're going to be a tough opponent. They're very good, well coached, play hard, get after it. Got a lot of skilled kids, got big offensive and defensive linemen. So we'll have our hands full. It'll be another fun field night.
I was going to say, compare them to some of the other public school soirees we've had in the past, like Clinch County and Brantley County. How would you compare this team to the ones we've faced in the past?
I would say they're a lot like Bethesda right now, but, you know, probably not as explosive offensively as Bethesda was early on. But their defense, big, downhill, plays fast, so we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have to do some things to get them in some bad situations and on offense and defensively. We're going to have to swarm the ball. They have a really good running back. He almost single-handedly beat Barry in running the ball up the middle. He's a strong, hard runner, and he's a good football player. So their offensive line does a good job. You know, they're a solid football team. So when you start looking at the public school, you think back, you know, we played Charlton twice in our tenure here, and it's been pretty good games with them. We lost one at home that 1 year, 28-21. Following year, we went over to Charlton. I think we lost 14-7 or something like that. It was a close game. So, you know, could be a tight game, but we're going to have to make some things happen. We have to create some turnovers and hopefully get some pretty good drives that eat up some time.
This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned in the last segment that Braxton Sykes, QB1, took a knee to the thigh yesterday. He's got bruised, may not be able to play, which means that you hand over the keys to the offense to the freshman Johnson.
Yeah, we might hand it over to Van. No, can't say that out loud. He might not sleep, and he might be nervous if you tell him that, but he's been getting reps. He got reps today. So I think we'll get Braxton back. He'll probably be ready to go tomorrow. He told me he'd be ready. So we'll try to get it going, doing some.
I was going to say, he's sitting right there. What do you think? Yes? Okay, he's giving me the thumbs up. He's not getting the.
No, he's trying to get the express therapy. He was telling me earlier all of the stuff they were going to do and get it set up. So I feel pretty confident he'll be ready to go on Friday. But Van's got some good reps for him, and hopefully he's got a little bit more comfortable. I'm sure he's probably not comfortable at all with it, thinking about it, but, you know, he didn't seem to be too rattled at that practice, trying to figure it out. He did a pretty good job.
All right. Let's take a quick look. Like you mentioned earlier, this is going to be our midway point of the season this Friday night. What kind of grade would you give to Braxton as far as his progress as QB1 for the season so far?
I thought he got a lot better Friday night. I mean, we had to put everything on his shoulders pretty much Friday night. When Jalen went down the second half trying to throw the ball and do some things, I thought he did a good job standing in the pocket. He's gotten better and better at that. He's starting to understand the timing of it and the rhythm. He's made some plays with his feet, getting outside the pocket, finding some time. You know, I think we threw the ball 28 times Friday night, or 29 times, what Coach told me. I was like, shaking my head. I don't know if I've ever thrown the ball 29 times in a game.
I was going to say, I don't think that the Sheffield Simpson era, we were throwing the rock that much.
I don't even think we'd ever threw it that many times on a Friday night. But I thought, you know, when we had to change those gears, I thought our kids did a good job of that, changing the gears, and Braxton did a pretty good job of handling it. We had a few drops on the drives, a few things where we had some things get crossed up, but so far, I think he's starting to handle it. He's getting better and better week in, week out. And I think he's trying to understand everything we're trying to do. And he's going against some really good defenses. And, you know, he's
we got to get a little bit better up front at times and get and hopefully get a running game going to help it ease it up on it.
That's what I was going to say. You know, you still are battling with injuries on the offensive line and having a hard time getting what should be an explosive running game rolling.
Yeah, we got a few injuries. We have to move people around, and so it slowed us down a little bit. But if we could ever get some rhythm running the football, it would definitely help him throwing the ball. It takes a little pressure off them just putting their ears back and coming after him. So, you know, I think it'll get there eventually. And it's still a work in progress every day. So hopefully we can taste some success and do some things. But you got to rely on the defense at times. And I think our defense played pretty well at times. I think we just got tired Friday night. We played too much defense at times. So
Wood Watson was being a menace Thursday night.
Yeah, Wood played well. He played all over the field. He did a good job. And of course this week he's been sick, so hopefully we get him back. But he's a big physical presence, and he's done really well figuring out what we're doing. I thought he played extremely well Friday night, getting after it on defense and then catching some big passes too on offense.
All right, I'm going to do it to you again. Final 60 seconds. Give me three things that have to happen Friday night for us to walk out of Charlton County with a dub.
We're going to have to get two or three turnovers. We're going to have to create some mistakes. We're going to have to play hopefully on a short field. We're going to have to get a few offensive drives we need to get some confidence offensively. And I think if we can do that, we'll be okay. And defensively, we can't give up big plays. And like you asked last week, it's hard to do when we don't have a ton of experience in some spots. And good coaches go after those that don't have a ton of experience. We all look at it and go, oh, look at that kid there. It's like we knew last Friday or last Thursday who we were going to throw the first pass at right off the bat. You know, you didn't see him back out there after that. So, but we knew exactly what we were targeting, and good coaches do that all the time. But I think our kids will be ready to go. Our seniors, hopefully, keep everybody encouraged. And we get ready to rock and roll and go out and execute and keep it close, give ourselves a chance to hopefully play for the win right there at the end.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us here at Nat's Landing every single Wednesday night during the season. Right here, we kick off 7 o'clock-ish, somewhere 7 around there. Come on out. Enjoy some time on the Natio. We have a lot of fun every single week. Can't wait to see much, much more of the Frederica faithful out here on Wednesday nights. But for right now, Jeff Doak signing off until next week. And Coach Brandon Derrick, he's got a couple words to say to us real quick.
Go Knights.